Hello, my name is Lauren Ishida.
And I'm Carrie Ip. And we would like to present our project titled Medical Student Preparatory Resource to Excel in Pediatrics, a Quality Improvement Project. When we were both medical students at Japsum, we remember the anxiety and apprehension we both felt prior to starting our third year clerkships. For pediatrics in general, there were challenges preparing for the new type of rounds called family-centered rounds, as well as oral presentations. Many other students also reported feelings of self-doubt, unpreparedness, and anxiety while rotating through the pediatric inpatient rotation. Because of this, the study was developed as a QI project to first decrease reported anxiety regarding rounding and family-centered round presentations. Second, increase preparedness with implementation of preparatory resources. And secondary objectives were to increase feelings of preparedness about the clerkship in general and decrease resident reported time spent on orienting students.
Multiple resources were developed in each phase of the study. Anxiety and preparedness were assessed using a 5-point Likert scale, and an example of a question in the survey was, on a scale from 1, not prepared at all, to 5, extremely prepared, how prepared do you feel for your third year pediatric clerkship rotation? Anonymous matching codes were used to compare pre and post surveys in phases 2 and 3. In phase 1, which ran from July 2019 to June 2020, intervention videos demonstrating how to prepare for pre-rounding and using Epic were distributed via email, and scores were compared between two groups, the pre-implementation group and the post-implementation group. In phase 2, due to inconsistencies viewing the resources in phase 1, a session was incorporated into the students' existing mandatory orientation session, which presented the videos and other resources related to family-centered rounds. This ensured that all students were exposed to the interventions. The students participated in surveys before viewing the resources and at the end of their rotation. In the currently running phase 3, we developed new resources including worksheets to be used during family-centered rounds and encourage residents to participate in the dissemination of these resources, in addition to the interventions that were used in phases 1 and 2. These worksheets included a SOAP presentation outline, an IPASS reference handout, and an assessment development worksheet.
The results of our study ultimately reported statistically significant increases in preparedness scores and decrease in student anxiety after implementation of these multiple resources. Preparedness for the clerkship increased from 2.7 to 3.5 in phase 2 and 2.3 to 3.1 in phase 3. Preparedness for family-centered rounds increased from 2.6 to 3.6 in phase 2 and 2.4 to 4.4 in phase 3. Family-centered round anxiety did not have a statistically significant change in phase 2, but decreased from 3.5 to 2.5 in phase 3. The resident time spent orienting students decreased from 30 to 40 minutes in phase 1 and has been stable in phases 2 and 3 at 10 to 20 minutes.
We believe our resource increased both family-centered rounds and clerkship preparedness as demonstrated in phases 2 and 3. However, anxiety is a more subjective measure and varies with the class or could be COVID-related. There are several limitations which included survey question wording and confusion in phase 2, which was clarified in phase 3 based on feedback from the medical students. In phase 3, we have clarified that the anxiety score is reflective at the end of the rotation, but this also may incorporate all the experiences they've had during the rotation in addition to exposure to the resources. There was also difficulty comparing pre- and post-survey data due to non-matching identifying codes. We had a bigger problem with this in phase 2, and it's slightly improved in phase 3 with clarification of our identifying codes.
Future directions of the project include continuing to incorporate feedback from students, residents, and faculty to address sources of anxiety, as well as to improve knowledge gaps during their rotation. We would like to thank Dr. Kyra Lin, Dr. Barry Mizuo, and the pioneer of this project, Dr. Courtney Tom, as well as the students, residents, and faculty that have all participated in our project.
Thank you.